Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 and the Game. Went up to Canada and I don't know, there's different stuff up there. Well, of course, it's Canada. And I picked up this, like, nasty allergy up there. That's what I'm going to call it, a nasty allergy. Okay, fine.
Allergy? What happened? What happened?
I don't know. I just picked up this nasty
drinking
allergy.
Drinking all that thing. Alcohol and messed up your immune system a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that may be true. All right, there may be some truth in all that. Yeah, a little vitamin A didn't
sleeping,
hurt.
Sleeping,
you know?
Without no covers out there in the cold. You fell asleep on the deck and it got cold.
Well, no, but we did sleep kind of outdoors and it was chilly at night. And it was in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, it does get a little chilly at night when the sun goes down.
Well, so anyway, the Braves get set here, and we look at these next six games. Do you think it's, you know, we got, 77 to go? Do you think it's really important now that the Braves get into the All-Star game at a certain number, Hugh? Are you looking at, you know, 6.5, 7.5? If you could go 4-2 and get back to, like, 7.5 games ahead of Philadelphia, you really put the Phillies at least in a box.
Yeah, I think it's important to go into the All-Star game on a high note. No question about that. You never want to go into something losing and then have that break and then risk being in a slump coming out of that. So you always want to go into it on a high note. So, yeah, I think this weekend coming up with the Phillies coming to town, put the nail in the coffin for them. You know, put doubt in their mind. Because I know it's been pretty tough up there for them in Philadelphia. So let that doubt creep in.
Well, and you had A.J. Minter go out there. Sean Newcomb and A.J. Minter did not have a good day yesterday as the Braves gave up those five runs and blew the game to the Mets. I mean, they went 6-4 on a road trip that could have actually been better than that. And I know that a lot of fans like to come in, and the stats people, and I read it on Twitter, Hugh, and they go, you know, the Braves have had the best bullpen in baseball over the last 5 weeks, blah, 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 which may be true.
Yeah, but they still need help.
Yeah, they still need help.
Yeah, I mean, but when you talk about the dreck that is in everybody's bullpen, for them to be able to do that and coming into the season saying that, knowing that you had one of the worst and to be one of the best, still not bad, but there's always room for improvement. And we also know that right now in the NL, that the class of the NL right now is the Dodgers. You can't have those tight games going to a series with the Dodgers if that's the case. Can't have those tight games with that bullpen that you have presently constructed. Because that might kill you.
It might kill you. You know, I mean, Swarzak going on the injured list, he's only going to be out for 10 days. But he's been a nice little find. And Luke Jackson's had some nice moments. He has had some nice moments in and around the time that Luke Jackson kind of blows up. And you saw what happened with A.J. Minter yesterday. My thing is that you don't have the one guy that you can count on to kind of close a game who's going to give you like 95% effective. He's going to shut this game down and close this game. And if you're thinking about winning the World Series here and you look down the list at the Dodgers and you look at the Astros and the lineup the Twins have and certainly the New York Yankees and the firepower that exists, Milwaukee Brewers, in these playoff teams, you've got to have something that's a little bit more, I don't know, go-to consistent in that bullpen than they've had so far this season.
Yeah, and that's why the name was being thrown out there, Will Smith from the San Francisco Giants last night, as a guy who could come in and could be that guy. Because you're looking at Dallas Keuchel right now, John, and what he brings to the table is your hope that he's going to be the steadying force for your starting pitchers. And you hope that some of the stuff that he does rubs off on you. Now, on the back end of that, you need a guy like a Will Smith to come in and show some of these guys that are trying to find their way how to pitch and be in a closing role. That's what you want. Because when you look at this lineup, I mean, you'd be hard pressed to not say that they are probably a World Series contender right now. I mean, you know, like I said, the Dodgers are the team that you're looking at, but if you get the right mix of pitching at the right time, who's to say that you can't go toe to toe with the Dodgers?
Right, exactly. I don't see why you couldn't with this lineup that you have go toe to toe with anybody. I mean, the lineup itself is World Series caliber. It's a World Series caliber offense. It's a World Series caliber defense. It is not a World Series caliber pitching staff right now. And, you know, last night was the 16th blown save they've had this year. I still think they win the East, and they may run away with the East in the second half of the season. But we're not talking about winning the East anymore, Hugh. We are win the World Series
right now. I
think
that you have a great shot with this lineup that you have right now of making some noise. I believe that. With the way that they're hitting, with the consistency of the hitting, with the way that, you know, throughout the whole lineup, on any given night, you can have anybody get hot and carry whomever if somebody goes cold. I think that you can be a contender. You just have to make the right moves. And this is what I think where the Braves want it to be. You know, we went through all these growing pains with some of these young pitchers. Still haven't identified the closer yet. Will Smith would be that guy. But I think you have some decent guys in that lineup that if you get the right stuff from them on the right night, they can carry you. But you just need that one guy that definite. You don't need a whole bunch of ifs and maybes right now. You need that one definite guy that you look at and say that, you know, he can get it done.
You know, I was talking to – when I was up north, I was talking to a guy who was a Tigers fan, and he said that he was really surprised. He didn't expect the Braves to be, you know, this potent this year. And I said, well, you know, a couple of things happened. One is I'm not sure that any of us really expected quite the outburst that is Austin Riley and what he's meant to this team. But I said, when you put Josh Donaldson in, and, you know, yes, a lot of things had to go right offensively. You had to have Riley be as good as he is and maybe better than we expected. Josh Donaldson had to be healthy and hit like he's had. Brian McCann had to show you he could still rake, which he obviously can. Dansby Swanson had to take a step up in his game, which he did. Ozzie Albies had to become more consistent, which so far this season he has been. There were a lot of things that had to happen offensively, and all of them happened for this team. All of them.
And that's why I think that as far as going out and try to strike when iron's hot, you have to do it now. I mean, because you never know. You never know how whenever you travel down this road again. I know you're trying to build for the future, but we're at the point now where it looks pretty good. And with the addition to potentially Will Smith or another closer, you can probably get them at a pretty good rate. And you probably are not looking at giving away your future. Because I think your future assets, because I think that's the biggest concern for the Atlanta Braves moving forward. As far as the closer is concerned, they're worried about giving away their future assets, and they don't want to do that. They definitely don't want to do that. You know, you're hearing names like Pache that's been thrown out there. You definitely don't want to do that.
I mean, yeah, they would certainly not want to do that. I mean, I think at the moment they're thinking Christian Pache is your starting center fielder next year.
Yeah, I think, yeah, moving some guys around, yes.
Yeah, and Acuna goes to right.
Yeah.
And then you have to make a decision about Donaldson at third base, whether or not you want to pay him, because if he has a second half, kind of like he's had the last month,
he's going to get
he's going to be expensive. You can always put Riley at third. So there are a lot of options that you could do, but that's next year. Right now, this year, you have a chance to grab the brass ring. Take it.
Yeah, I think you do. I know that you have a young team, and there's a lot that goes along with that, you know, experience and things of that nature. But I feel like if you're in position to make a run this year and get these young players that experience, it does nothing but make your team that much better to me. You know, to go into the playoffs, go deep into the playoffs. Mm. And regardless of what happens, you'll have all of that, you know, you have that experience for next season. And you're going to be a younger team. And the young guys that you are going to bring up, if Pache is one of those guys, you can help usher them along and know what they'll know what to expect because you've been through it already.
Right,
I think all of that's important.
It's going to be a fun ride here towards the All-Star game as we get into July with the Atlanta Braves. And again, off today, they will face the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins in 6 games at SunTrust Park headed to the All-Star game in Cleveland. When we get back in a moment, phone lines open, 404-741-0929. Need your help having – I need your help this morning, and you certainly can help me out too. Who's the best team in the East? Do we have any idea how the East is going to shake out? Where do the Hawks kind of fall in all of that? Are they, based on what you've seen, a playoff team? What do you make of free agency? And the wildest night we've seen in the NBA, maybe ever. That's next with John and you on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.